Richard Hoyt.
Good afternoon. My name is Richard Hoyt. I am president of Fundy Audubon. In reference to document 585, an act to require the development of a statewide approach to seaweed management, I wish to present a statement on behalf of the board of directors of Fundy Audubon. First, I wish to thank Maine Audubon President Ted Kaufman and his hardworking staff for their efforts in investigating the harvest of rockweed in Cobscook Bay. Maine Audubon is the 501c3 umbrella organization for Fundy Audubon's petition. I'll be brief. We, the board of directors of Fundy Audubon, unanimously support the Rockweeds Coalition's position in calling for a moratorium on rockweed harvesting in Cobscook Bay, pending scientific study, further scientific study of the long-term effects of this harvest on the Cobscook Bay ecosystem. We would further call for a halt to the destructive mechanized harvest of rockweed in Cobscook Bay, pending the further study mentioned above. We agree, again, this is redundant, given what's been stated this afternoon, to repeal the existing law, which gives minimal protection to the rockweed harvest before coming up with a feasible alternative. Makes little sense, as it leaves the rockweed unprotected. We've watched our fishing industry harvest decline, as have both sides of this issue this afternoon, over the years, largely because of the lack of regulation and our culture's increasing demands on our marine resources for food. Rockweed harvesting, as we know, is a multi-million-dollar industry and is found in products ranging from cattle feed to agricultural fertilizer. And as of today, it has gone largely unregulated. We ask for your support and its protection. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Any questions?
Any questions?